I was introduced, he said that I would be speaking about can a non-Jew become the Kohen Gadol. Actually, I didn't phrase it that way. I asked, can a non-Jew become a Kohen Gadol? And there's a very big difference between becoming the Kohen Gadol and becoming a Kohen Gadol. And at the end of the shiur, I hope that you'll begin to understand why I particularly chose this kind of shiur in this year. And I hope you'll be able to follow. Where'd you put the... I don't have the other one. Maybe I have it here. Yeah, I got it. Okay. The Rambam at the very end of Hilchos Shemitah and Yovel makes a remarkable statement. The Rambam has many remarkable statements in his great Chibur, and this is one of the most remarkable. You can follow it in your Yamar Mekomos. This is next to the last halacha, and then the halacha Yud Gimel is the last. V'lom b'lo zocha Levi benachlas Eretz Yisrael u'bevizasa. And why didn't the tribe of Levi merit to have a portion in the land of Israel and also to share in its spoils? Yimecha with his brethren. Bipnei shehuvdal labod es Hashem, because he was separated to serve Almighty God, it means exclusively. L'sharso, to serve him, ulahoros drachav ha-yesharim u'mishpotav ha-tzadikim, and to teach his upright ways, his just and righteous statutes and laws, l'rabim to the many, shenema yoru mishpotech li-Yakov, v'sorosech li-Yisrael. L'fikach huvdalu midar cheolam, therefore, since this became his exclusive and overwhelming and transcendent responsibility, he was separated midar cheolam from the ways of the world. Lo orchim milchama, they don't go to war, kishar Yisrael, v'lo nochlim, and they don't inherit, v'lo zochim latzvam, v'koach gufam, and they don't work. Elohim Chel Hashem, they're the army of God. Shenema Berach Hashem Chelo, V'hu Baruch Hu Zochel Lehem, Shenema Ani Chel Kucho, V'nach Lasecho. And then the Rambam continues. So he says that they inherit, not in the way that we do. God is their inheritance. God is their portion. And he gives them what they need. And it'll be a little more precise. V'lo Shevet Levi B'vad, not only does this apply to the tribe of Levi, Elokolish, V'ish, every man, Mikol Boyolam, this is the key phrase, Mikol Boyolam, everyone who comes into the world. Mikol Boyolam, Ashednot Varucho, that is, spirit moves him. Vevino Midato, Mado, and he understood it from his own intelligence. Libodel, to separate himself. Lavo, the Zayat Hashem, to serve Almighty God, the Shar Solovdo, to minister to him and to serve him, L'deyas Ad Hashem, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to go Yashar, and to be able to go straight, Kamo Shaso HaLokim, as Hashem made him, Upark Mal Savaro, all Kachish Bonos, and he took off from his shoulders all the burden of the schemes of men, and the word is not cheshbonos, which means calculations, the word is cheshbonos, which means schemes. Asher bikshu b'nei adam, that man has seeks out always. Hareza niskadesh, he becomes sanctified, kodesh kadoshim, holy of holies. V'yiyar Hashem chelko v'nachlaso l'olam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be his portion and his possession forever, ula olme olamim, and forever, evermore. Meaning in Olam Hazeh, in Olam Haba. V'yizkel b'Olam Hazeh, Dora Maspik Lo, and he'll have just enough in this world, Kamoshe Zochel HaKohanim Levim, even as he gives to the Kohanim Levim, the Meiser, and the Truma, and the various distributions that they receive. Harei David HaMelech Olav HaShalom Omer, Ad Hashem Enos Chelki, V'chosi, Ato Tomil Goroli, Rich Rachmono, the Siyayim. Here's a very interesting thing. There are several questions here. First of all, what does the word Kol Boyola mean? Secondly, what do we mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them their portion? Now, I understand when it comes to the Levi and to the Kohen, he gives them their portion. They have Truma, they have Meiser. So let's say that a Yisrael devotes himself entirely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So who gives him his portion? He's not supposed to work. Somebody's supposed to help him. And this goes directly against the Rambam. The Rambam says that anybody who relies upon the tzedakah and he wants to learn the whole day and he wants to be in a kol and he wants the community to help him, becomes a very difficult Rambam here. And many of the Rishonim argue with the Rambam. But we're talking about what the Rambam says. So what does it mean? Who's going to support him? And what does it mean, this Aleh Kodesh Kedoshim, this Kadesh Kodesh Kedoshim? These are three major questions. There's a Midrash Rabba in Bamidbar. And Reb Meir in Baba Kama. Adds a word that we find no place else. The Rambam says that everybody can do this. And it would be simple to say that it means even the goy, Mikol Boy Olam. And yet there is a midrash that says, and that's the only one, the Midrash Rabbah, Shafilu Akum Hamizgayer. Only an Akum that becomes a ger. And follow your Mara Makomos. Ve'esahi Yivzel Hashem, not the next one. Three. Vesechus Yuma. Tan Rabbanan. Titamu Behem Vitvesim Bam. Adam Mitami Atzmo Ma'at Mitamo So Harbe. Milmato Mitamo So Milamawa. Ba'olam Hazeh Mitamo So Milam Baboa. Tan Rabbanan Vizkadishtem Vizem Kedoshim. Adam Mitadish Atzmo Ma'at Vikachin Oso Harbe Milamato. Vikachin Oso Milamawa. Ba'olam Hazeh. The question is, what do we mean when we say that everyone who comes into the world, do we mean only a Jew? Do we mean a goy who becomes a ger? Or do we mean really a goy? Now, Kol Boy Olam, in every place that I looked, in every Rambam, and today it's not too difficult to find, every Rambam where he uses the term Kol Boy Olam, he refers to everyone, to Goyim as well as to Jews. And to say over here that he means to exclude a Goy is really impossible. And in every Mishnah, and in every Gemara, and I've given you some of the cases here. Barba Prakim Ha'olam Nidon. The Pesach Alatua, Batseras Al Peres Ilan. Rosh Hashanah Koboy Olam over the front of the name Maram. We say this in the Sana Tokyo. We all go past before Almighty God like the sons of Maram, all like sheep. Shinemar, because and that's what he says. Yachad Lechem Ayitzil Achachem Amevin El Komaseim. Ubachagnadi, he goes on, this is not important. But it's Chol Boy Olam, and there it certainly means the Goyim as well. The Rama says, Ilkot Shul Matilim Eimal Atzibur. You have to place fear upon the assemblage. Shalol L'Shem Shemayim Zerod Atzibur B'chazoka. It's not L'Shem Shemayim if somebody is a panros on a community and he wants to rule the community with a strong arm. Then Yireim Afagnim Memenu, and they're afraid of him. This doesn't belong here. V'sel Baba Basha. That even as a lentil is round and it goes round and round, so does mourning, Rachmana Litzlan, hit everybody, Kol Boy Olam, Jew or Gentile. Mesach Sanhedrin, Darsh Reb Yossi, Dimi Kesri, Shoya Noach at Sadik Mochir Bahem Vomer Lehem Asu Tshuva. Noach used to say to all the good, there were no Jews at that time. There'll be a curse to Rachol Boyolam. Continue, the next page. Metarets mechutzah ba'orelches edus edus ulekol boyolam shashkina shor of Yisrael doesn't have to do anything about Yisrael. On the contrary, the fact that the kaparis itself, or the parochas itself, that's the testimony that the Jewish people are God's people, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shochein in the Beis Hamikdash. That's for Legoyim to know, and that the Jews are very separate and apart. Lefiko goes about Torah ani achazek leiparo kedei lodi leboye olam. To all the Goyim they should know. Shizman shemenei HaKadosh Baruch Hu hatshuva lechotei ein yachal lashuv. That when God doesn't want someone to return, to repent, he cannot repent. Then you have Arei kol boy olam k'tsuras adam marishon nivrim. All the people in the world are tsuras adam marishon. In Baba Kama, minayin shafilu nochri va'osek b'torah harei hu k'kohen gadol. And this is Gemara Baba Kama, happens to be the Gemara we've been learning this year. We weren't learning this particularly. Talmud Lomar, Asher Yasa Osam Adam V'Chai Behem. He made the mitzvos, and he made the Torah V'Chai Behem. Doesn't refer only to Jews, so all peoples. Kohanim, Leviim, Yisrael, Lo Nemar, El Adam. This is what the Gemara tells us. Reb Meir, Holamarato Shafil Nochri V'Osei B'Torah Harei Hu K'Kohen Gadol. Even if he's a Nochri, but if he learns Torah, it means the Torah. And the Gemara says specifically the Torah of the Zion mitzvos B'nei Noach, that there are special commandments to the Goy has to keep. So even though the guy maybe cannot learn the entirety of Torah, but if he learns the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and he learns it with great dedication, and he's completely taken by them, then he himself too is one who osek b'Torah, and he is considered a Kohen Gadol. Arayu Kohen Gadol. So Tosafot said, why? God look at Kohen Gadol. Why does he use the term Kohen Gadol? He said he's a very great man. Ish mechubad. He's a kadosh. He's a holy man. That it is more dear than pninin. What does pninin mean? The pninin means Kohen Gadol, because it's lefnai lefnim. It's the inner sanctum. Pnim, pnim. Pninin means the inner sanctum. This is the way the Gemara and Sota tell us. So it says that a goy becomes a Kohen Gadol. And how we know he becomes a Kohen Gadol? Because one who learns Torah Jekorahim Ipninim, and that means Lefnai Lefnim, it's as if he comes into the very inner sanctum of the Beis HaMikdash in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's a little difficulty because the Midbar Rabbah, this is where, and there was a little confusion when I began this year because I didn't have the same Marah Makomas that you had. The Afilu HaGerim She'oskim B'Torah Shkulim K'Kohen Gadol. That even the Gerim. So he adds a word. The Mishnah Bridvish Rabbah almost has word for word the Gemara that we have in Baba Kama, but he adds the word Gerim. So it would mean only Akum that became Gerim. That's the way it began this year. Akum became Gerim. She'oskim b'Torah Shkulim K'Kohen Gadol. And finally, you have the Tanna of Eliyahu, and this is very important. Meir ani olai asher shemayim v'soras. And by the way, it can't really be gerim, as I indicated to you before, because the Gemara, it could be that the Medrash means it's gerim, but the Gemara couldn't mean it's gerim, because the Gemara says specifically we're talking about the mitzvahs that the goyim are required to do, the zayim mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and the goyim only goyim are required to. A ger is not required to do only the zayim mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So it has to be a goy who's not a ger yet. So the Medrash Rabbah is altogether different. Meir ani olai asher shemayim v'soras. Ben Yisrael ben Akum, ben Ish ben Isha, ben Eved ben Shifra, Hakol lefi Hamase, Shuoseke, Kach Ruach HaKodesh Shorolov, Kach Omru Bala Shodvora, Amoretzoya, Omrolo Ishto, Bob Esel Chopsilos, Volechosam Leves Amigdor Shepishilo, Mai Ulai Yechelkucha ben Anoshim, Kesorim, Shebehem, Cherim, Shebehem, I can't read, but V'tiskel olam haba, and you will merit the world to come. Now, Rabbi Leo tells you a story about Dvorah. And Dvorah tells us her husband, who was a boor, was an Amoret. Go to Yerushalayim, I'll give you some tzitzis, bring it to Yerushalayim, and you bring the tzitzis to Yerushalayim, and maybe you'll be considered among the appropriate men of Yerushalayim, the special people of Yerushalayim, the honored people of Yerushalayim. And you will also be able to get olam haba. We have another pasuk. It says in the Eliyahu, "To Kohanecha Yibushu Tzedek." We say it all the time. Elu Tzadikei Umas Olam. Shem Kohanim LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Olam Hazeh. Going out to Ninus V'Chaveiro. Now there are some difficulties here, and I'm going to just speak now without any notes, hopefully, except maybe at the very end, and it'll be easier. One question is, we say that a guy can be a Kohen Gadol. If you say a guy can be a Kohen Gadol, we begin to understand the Gemara, which is a very difficult Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos that a ger came to Shammai and told Shammai, Girani, make me a ger. And Shammai said, they pushed him aside. You want to be a ger? I'll beg Lachas who wants to become a ger. And then he goes to Hillel, and Hillel says, he doesn't say, I become a ger amanas on the condition that I can become a Kohen Gadol. I'm prepared to become a ger on the condition that I can become a Kohen Gadol. Can you imagine? Man walks up the street, he says, Rabbi, I'll become a Jew if you make me the Kohen Gadol. So of course, Shammai did the right thing, he just pushed him aside. He was dealt for him. He went to Hillel, and he said, I want you to convert me on the condition that I become a Kohen Gadol. So Hillel says, how can you become a Kohen Gadol right away? You know, in order to become a king, that's, you want to become a king, you have to learn the rules and regulations and how to conduct yourself as a king. First, go and learn how you conduct yourself as a Kohen Gadol. And then he implies that it's possible that you become a Kohen Gadol. So the guy begins to learn Torah. He comes to the Pesach HaZohar HaKorev HaKodesh, and the Zohar comes to the Kodesh. You must. He has to die. So he already made a kavachomer that he certainly, and you know, Azor is a Jew. A Jew is not a Kohen who goes into the Beis HaMikdash, to the priests where he's not permitted to go in. It's the Chiyuv of Vitzis, it's capital punishment. So certainly, Halacha's kavachomer, it's a kavachomer upon him. If he goes in there, he can't be a Kohen Gadol. So we have a question, and the question is, how did Hillel give him that false impression? We have Midrash Shekhar Tirchot. You're not supposed to tell anything but the truth. And when I say this, I'm saying it deliberately because this was a machlokus between Hillel and Shammai. Ketzev Meraglim say Hakala. What do you say when you dance before Hakala? So Shammai said, Kamos Shehi. You dance and you say whatever she is. If she has to be a beautiful girl, you'll accentuate that. If she's not a beautiful girl, you'll find something else to say about it. And Hillel said, Kala no, Chasuda, yeah. She's beautiful. Charming. And Shammai came along and said to Hillel, how can you say a thing like that? What if she's a sumo, or she's a chigeris, she's lame and she can't see, and you're going to say the same thing to her? Doesn't it say midvar sheker tirchak, that you can't say a lie? So Hillel, and Tosfos explains what Hillel really meant, is it says, in the eyes of her chasam, every color is beautiful. Whether she is objectively beautiful or not is one thing, but she is subjectively beautiful to the chasam who comes before the chasam. So there's a question. It's still a very quick question. With Vashek and Tirchok, it's a good answer, but it's a little bit of a question. According to our Gemara, it's not a question. Because when we say a Kohen Gadol here, and then the ger becomes a Kohen Gadol, so he wanted to learn, and Hillel didn't really say a lie to him, because it says that a goy who learns Torah, and certainly a ger who becomes a Jew, and if he devotes himself entirely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he becomes a Kohen Gadol, Neskadesh, he becomes Kodesh Kedoshim. So that's what, it didn't mean that literally he becomes a Kohen Gadol, but he becomes a virtual Kohen Gadol. Today we understand what a virtual truth is, what a virtual reality is. He becomes a Kohen Gadol. He receives all the kavod of a Kohen Gadol. He receives all the rewards that ultimately would be his here in this world and the next world of a Kohen Gadol. So therefore, Hillel wasn't lying. The Gemara didn't even ask the question of Vashek HaTechak over here, as they do in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We have an interesting, and this is, you don't have this. I'm sorry. We have this letter. From the Rambam, in Igeris, that he sent to a very famous Dayan of that time, Rabbi Chazai Halevi. Umashe Sho'alto, Alumot, you asked about what is the place of the Gentiles in the world, in our world? Have you Deya? No. The Rachmana Liba Boy. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart. V'acha kavonat halev, and he follows the direction of the heart of the man. Heim heim adon, this is what it is. This is what a man is. This is the essence of him. V'akein omru chachmei ho'emes, Rabbi Senu, olav ha'sholam, aleim ha'sholam, and therefore chachmei emes, our rabbis, chassidei umos olam yesh lem chelek lo'olam haba, the chassidei umos olam have a place in the world to come. If they achieve and they apprehended what they had to apprehend in the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'iskinu nafshom b'midos ha'tovos, and they perfected their inner beings with the great qualities and the good qualities, v'ein b'davar safek, and there's no doubt, shekol mi shehiskin nafsho v'kashrus ha'midos, v'kashrus ha'chokhma, be'amunas ha'borei yizbarach, anyone who perfected himself with the great midos and with the wisdom in the belief of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'vadai hu mibnei olam ha'boi, he certainly comes from the world, he belongs to the world to come. V'alkein omru chachmei emes, and therefore our Chazal said, Rabbi Senu olav ha'sholam, shafil goi, even if he's a goy, va'osek b'torah, but if he learns Torah, that means he learns his own Torah of the Zayin Mitzvos. Harei hu kohen gadol, he is considered a kohen gadol. V'chol atzmo shel davar v'amagameh b'torah Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'sholam hu tikun ha'nefesh lebor yizbor, and that's the whole purpose, and that's the whole essence of Torah, to perfect ourselves to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vain was a suffix, and there is no question about this. Sha'avos, that the avos, Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, the Noach, and Noach, the Adam Arishon, and Adam, Shalosham Ruklau, that they didn't keep the mitzvahs at all. And this is one of the difficulties of this mimer, because we know that in Gemara and Chazal it tells us that Avram Avinu and Yitzhak Avinu and Yaakov Avinu kept the whole Torah Kula. There were some questions of whether this letter is authentic. And one of the reasons the question has arisen is precisely because of that statement. But most scholars think it is an authentic letter. And probably what he meant is that they were not mechuyav. They were not obliged to keep those mitzvahs. Lo chadam reishon shalosh sham uklal divrei Torah. They would certainly not be b'nei Hanim. But if they reach and they attain what one should attain in the wisdom of truth, they certainly perfected their beings. Every way it's possible to perfect yourself. And they reach the highest level. This is what the Rambam writes. So he says the ikur tafkid and tachlis of a goy is a tikkun amidus, is that he perfect himself as a human being and have all the qualities that we consider to be good and great qualities. Now the reason I went all this is I wrote this mimer and I left a lot of it out. I wrote this mimer 12 years ago. We had in the course of the last 4 years, we had 3 or 4 visits, actually. And it was something that we didn't look for, something we didn't work for, and something that happened anyway. That we had a cardinals coming to the yeshiva. But if you counted all the cardinals that came to the yeshiva, there were 26 or 27 cardinals. And in one time, there were 17 that came in one shot. And everyone except the one who became pope came during that, all the palpables they called them, I don't know, the papables they called them. were here. And he didn't come here. He gave us a video because he said he had the flu and he couldn't make it. It was only several months before he came to Poland. And they came here, and I happened to be walking with a group of them. And one of them was the Cardinal of Washington, D.C. I think it was McCary is his name. He's now retired. And he was there together with the Cardinal of Nice and the Cardinal from Geneva. And he suddenly said, right on Washington, in Washington Heights, on Amsterdam Avenue, he was walking with me outside the building with me. And he said to me, tell me, Rabbi. And you have to realize that he lived a few blocks away from the yeshiva. He was raised a few blocks away from the yeshiva. And he told us that every day he used to pass by the yeshiva as a student, when he went to elementary school and went to high school. And never did he expect in his life that he'd ever walk into this yeshiva. That's the way he said it. And he says, what do you really think of us? And then the one from Nice, the cardinal from Nice, turns to me, Rabbi, what do you pray for us? Now, these were very serious questions. And for a second, I was caught off guard. I didn't say anything. He said, we pray for all of humanity, he said. What do you pray for us? So I said, we say Yalenu every day. We say the whole world should become one world. And we should all worship one God. That's not only for us, it's for everybody. And I say, you know, we pray also that all of you and all of us become high priests, become Kohen Gadol. I remember the article I wrote. That it's possible for every guy, even if it's possible for every Jew, to become a Kohen Gadol. He looked at me, he said, you kidding? I said, no, I wrote an article about this. In fact, we had a meeting several months later with some of the cardinals, and Dr. Lamb, to be well, he made a short introduction, and he said that you have to read this article that Rabbi Chalap had written. So he came over to me and he said, I want you to send it to me. So I said, I can't send it to you. It's in Hebrew and Aramaic. It's very hard. He says, don't you know how to translate? He says, or I'll try to send it to you. And I began, and I had one young man, a former student, she was now a very prominent rabbi, and I asked him, do me a favor, translate my article. And he translated the article. I have the translation here. He did a fairly good job. It was one first time. And I felt I'd have to go over it. And I was away. It was in Eretz Yisrael. It was the same summer, just about 2 years ago, 3 years ago. My secretary tells me that they called up from Washington, from some Catholic archdiocese in Southern Washington, and they said some kind of, that the cardinal wants your, this is 5 months later, that he wants my translation of the article. Unfortunately, I don't know, fortunately or unfortunately, I still haven't sent it to him. Because I'm trying yet to perfect it. Not the idea, but the language. It's not easy to be able to convey this kind of a language to anybody, let alone to him. In Mirtz Hashem, we should all be Zotha to the time when we can reach the highest levels of Kedusha and Tara. Vizkadishtem, Yisem Kedoshim. Thank you.